Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are completing our series on the power of the tongue. Today's subject is the confession of the believer. And by the word confession, we mean the acknowledging of the truth or a verbal profession of what we believe to be true. And Jesus, it was said about him in Hebrews 3:1, that we should consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. Is Jesus the high priest of the things you confess to be true, your verbal acknowledgments of what you believe to be true? Jesus wants to be that high priest, but many people are not very sensitive to the things that they say verbally that do not line up with the Word of God, and that they are not things that our high priest, Jesus, would have us confessing as truth with our mouth. In Joshua 1:8, we find these amazing words: "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Joshua was given this secret of success by God just before he was about to lead the Israelites into the promised land. And this promise was quite amazing. It literally said, if you do not allow my word to depart from your mouth, but instead you meditate on it day and night, so that you observe to do everything written in it, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. It was a promise, a conditional promise, conditional upon Joshua and the Israelites keeping the word of God in their mouth and in their meditation, and then doing the word of God that they were meditating on and they were speaking with their mouth. But it guaranteed them success if they meditated on and spoke out and believed and did the word of God. This promise was not just for Joshua and the Israelites. In fact, we find the similar theme echoed in Isaiah 59:21. Again, the Lord said this: "My words, which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seed, says the Lord, from henceforth and forever." And we know from Galatians 3:29 that if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So the Old Testament promises have relevance for us as New Testament Christians. Those promises are for us as Abraham's seed through our relationship in Christ Jesus. God wants you to have prosperity and good success in every arena of your life. But the secrets, the Bible tells us, is here in Joshua 1:8. That you do not allow the word of God to depart from your mouth, and that you meditate on it day and night, and then you do observe to do all that's written in it. Many people, however, believe it in their mind, but they never allow the word of God, or rarely allow the word of God, to be spoken out of their mouth as a regular confession of their belief. Believing in your heart is good, but confession with the mouth is vital to take hold of what God has for us. We see that this is a truth revealed in Scripture, because the confession of God's word as truth really activates the spiritual realm, and then it impacts the natural realm. In Romans 10:8-10, we see these words: "The word is close to you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word which we are publishing about the faith. If with your mouth you confess Jesus as Lord and in your heart believe that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart men believe and obtain righteousness, and with the mouth they make confession and obtain salvation. The vital thing to understand is that God puts a high premium not only on your believing with your heart, but on what you are confessing with your mouth. Confession, or you could just say saying or acknowledging the truth of God's word verbally, is involved in obtaining or apprehending salvation. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father, in Matthew 10:32. And salvation includes not only your eternal deliverance from hell and entrance into eternal life in heaven with God, but it also, that word salvation from the Greek soteria means deliverance, preservation, safety, health, and soundness. You won't need safety and preservation in heaven. You will be safe. You will be preserved. It's on this earth that we need deliverance, preservation, safety, health, and soundness. And in order to obtain these things that God has promised to all believers, we need to be people who take God's word, the whole word of God, seriously, and not only believe it in our hearts, but confess it with our mouth as we go through our daily lives. What does that look like in the life of a believer who confesses the word of God daily? Well, consider this. Many people go through their life confessing, or you could say verbally professing or acknowledging what they believe to be true in a very negative sense, such as you'll often hear people say things like, that's driving me nuts, or I just can't handle that anymore, or I must be brain dead. And they are making are very negative statements, but they are that's their confession. They are confessing what they believe to be true. And yet, Jesus is to be the high priest of our confession. And he wants you to confess or verbally acknowledge the truth with your mouth so that you may apprehend and take a hold of and obtain all the promises of God that are yes and amen for us, that are in the word of God. But we do so by believing in our heart and confessing them with our mouth. So don't be a person that confesses, that's driving me nuts, or he is making me crazy, or things like that. Instead, say what the word of God says. Confess the word of God over your life by saying what the word says. I have the mind of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 2:16. That's what you want to say about your mental condition, your mental state, your mind. Or many people will say, I just can't handle that, or I can't handle it anymore. But the word of God would have you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You may hear people say things such as, I'm so worried about that, or I'm so afraid my children are going to be hurt, or they're going to go off the deep end, or they're going to fall into drugs. Instead of saying, I'm so worried, I'm so fearful, I'm afraid, I'm concerned, those types of statements, why don't you confess what the Word of God says and agree with Matthew 6:25 and 6:34 and say what God would have you say, I do not fear or have anxiety about anything. And then add to it 1 Peter 5:7. Because I cast all my cares upon God who cares affectionately for me. We need to line up the words of our mouth and confess or proclaim or profess what God's word says about our life. I've often heard people say commonly things about their physical body. Well, my body's just going downhill. And other such statements, very negative, reflecting their belief that their body's just falling apart or disintegrating or they're getting old. Here's what the Word of God says, Psalm 103:5, and I encourage you, confess this truth over your life. My youth is renewed like the eagle. I don't care what my age is. My youth is renewed like the eagle, according to Psalm 103:5. If you struggle with not feeling forgiven after you've confessed your sins to God. Don't say with your mouth, confess with your mouth, I just don't feel forgiven. I just don't feel forgiven. Confess what the Word of God says in Ephesians 1:7. All my sins have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. We need to make confession with our mouth that lines up with the Word of God. Jesus taught in Mark 11:23 and 24 that a person, what they believe in their heart and say with their mouth, that they'll have whatever they say. And it's important for us to take God's word very seriously. And many people overlook this. Be a person who is committed to speak with their mouth what God's word says about your life in every area. Even if you don't feel like it's true, God's word is true. Make biblical confessions over your life. Seek out what the Word of God says that applies to every area of your life and confess that as being the truth as part of your daily devotional life. Don't wait for a crisis in your health or your finances or your family or any other area to begin this. Take the land now before the enemy overruns it. You know, it's easier to hold ground than to take back what's been stolen from you. God wants you to allow Him, Jesus, to be the high priest of your confession. Confess what the Word of God says over your life every day. It'll make a tremendous difference. In fact, you'll have what Joshua had. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's all the time we have for today. But if you'd like further study on the subject of the power of the tongue, for a $30 donation or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send you a 10-tape series in-depth study on the subject, the power of the tongue. Just write to us at the address that'll be mentioned in just a moment and ask for the power of the tongue. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.